Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get a hold of a couple of my co-hosts here. It's Friday Night Sports. Just bear with me here, my other co-hosts. Trying to get a hold of a couple of my co-hosts. Don't know where Brother Mercy is. If Brother Mercy, you're out there pressing number one. Just bear with me for about another minute here. It's Friday Night Sports. Friday night, we pick the winners and losers. Bear with me for about 2 minutes. Thank you.
Hello?
Okay. All right. Are you able to? All right. I'm going to begin the show. Are you able to speak until your phone line is cleared or not?
I guess I'll stay on here a little while.
All right. Where is Brother Neil at? Brother Neil, if you're there,
he's
pressing number one.
He can't press one. Just bring him on. He said I didn't talk to him.
All right, Neil. Okay, Neil, you are there. Neil, is that you, Neil? Are you there, Neil?
Yes, sir, Joe.
All right, we got Brother Neil on here. Steven's going to stay on until his other phone line is open, and I'll call that phone line once he lets me know that phone line's open. And it's a little frustrating for him because he's dealing with two phone lines right now. I understand that. And Brother Mercy, if you're out there, Brother Mercy, I don't know where you're at. Press the number one now so I can bring you on with the rest of the co-host. Brother Mercy, press one now. Brother Mercy is MIA again. I guess Brother Mercy's going to be MIA again. And because we want to get to football here, the NFL, we're going to talk NFL, we're going to talk NFL action, and we got to get to the picks. But, guys, last week's picks, I just want to let everyone know, Neil, I'm not trying to insult you, I'm not trying to put you down, but you laid an egg last week. You only made three picks correct. And Brother Mercy and Steven and I had a three-way tie of five wins apiece, okay? So I'm looking for another co-host to join in tonight and join us for the picks. I'm looking for someone else since Brother Mercy's not here. I'm looking for someone else in for a chance to win $25. All you got to do is pick. And we're gonna, what we do is, this is how we do it. We pick the winners and losers, okay? And if you got a best record at the end of the football week here, you win $25. And if any of you new callers out there do not understand how this works, you missed out on the $500 cash giveaway where you needed to pick the two teams before the season started. Who was going to play in the Super Bowl? Who would be playing in the Super Bowl at the end of the year? If you pick the two teams that were playing in the Super Bowl at the end of the year, you win $500. So we're waiting to see who's going to be the lucky winner this year on that. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a little upset here on my picks. Kansas City and Dallas. Kansas City lost two in a row. Dallas isn't doing too well. All right, there's Brother Mercy. He just checked in, Brother Mercy. All right, Brother Mercy, I'm going to connect you. Brother Mercy, welcome to the program. You there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, very good. Brother Mercy, I was just going over on the picks of last week. There was a three-way tie between you and I and Steven. And Brother Neil here, he laid an egg. He only got three right. So Steven, though, he may have to hang up because I may have to call him throughout the course of the show to call his home phone number. Right now his home phone number is tied up. So, Steven, just let me know if you have to hang up when your line is clear, and I'll call you. But let's get to the picks right now. Let's talk football, okay? Let's talk football right now. Let's get to the picks and let's talk Tampa Bay at the Buffalo Bills. Tampa Bay at the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to start off with you, Brother Mercy. What do you think? Tampa Bay at the Buffalo Bills. Talk to me. Who do you like in this game and why?
What's Tampa Buffalo's record?
Oh, their records. I don't have their records, but I can tell you right now, Buffalo's favored by 3.5. If anyone else got some input in there on the records, I can't give you the records of each team, but I can tell you I do have the point spreads in front of me. Okay, so talk to me. Talk to me, Brother Mercy. They're favored by 3.5. Who do you like, Tampa or Buffalo? And I'm going to tell you right now, Buffalo is come on strong. Tampa, their quarterback, tell me, can anyone give me some? Is Winston the quarterback injured this week, or is he playing? Come on, guys, help me out. I don't know. I can't give you all the stats here. My co-host needs to help me out on this.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers is out for the season, isn't he?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to Green Bay. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is out for the season, broken collarbone. Yes, that was the big story last week. Aaron Rodgers is out. I wish he was out before he played the Dallas Cowboys. You know, but real quick here. Okay, talk to me here. Tampa at the Buffalo Bills. Who do you like, Brother Mercy? Come on. No, Brother Mercy. I'm on Brother Mercy right now. Brother Mercy, who do you like? Tampa at the Buffalo Bills. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay. Come back to me.
All right, you want to skip. Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm jumping. You're going to take Tampa, Steven? Tampa. Steven's got Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa.
Buffalo, guys. In Buffalo. Neil. Tampa at Buffalo. We got to get through these picks rather quick, so because we are short on time here tonight. Neil,
Buffalo.
Tampa at Buffalo. Who's your pick?
Buffalo.
All right, you're picking the Bills. All right, listen, guys, I advise you to pick your winners. Write down your winners if you can. I'm writing them down, but if you guys don't trust me, and just tell me. I'm writing down your winners and I'm writing down the losers. I got it right here. That's why I keep asking you. All right, Brother Mercy deferred. He wanted to hear what we had to say. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going with Buffalo. I'm going with the Bills. Brother Mercy, come on, talk to me.
I'm going with Buffalo.
You're going with the Bills too. Okay, all right, hang on. Let me put this down. Let me type this in. Bills. Okay. All right. Now, here we go. We got the Baltimore Ravens at the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens are up. They're down. They're up. They're down. Flacco is out. I believe Flacco is still out, their starting quarterback. The Vikings, you know, they always start the year off good, and they're playing in Minnesota. So I'm going to jump out there right now. I'm going to tell you guys, I like the Vikings in this. I like the Vikes. Go ahead. Talk to me, Steven. Talk to me.
I'll take Minnesota.
All right, Vikes. All right, Neil, Vikings or Browns. The Browns, come on. I mean, the Ravens. Ravens, excuse me, I'm sorry, the Ravens. Don't confuse the Browns with the Ravens. Oh, my God. That would be a big mistake. Ravens or Vikings? Neil, talk to me.
I would like to defer.
All right. Brother Mercy, he wants to hear what you have to say. Go ahead. Talk to me. Vikings or Ravens?
Who's favored?
Who's favored? Right now, the Vikes are favored by 4.5. 4.5 points.
Okay. Give me the Vikings.
All right, Vikings. Okay, Vikings. All right, Vikes. Neil, go ahead, make your pick.
I'll take you Ravens.
Taking the Ravens. All right, this, you know, that's what I'm saying, guys. We got to break away from each other here. We got, it's the only way we're going to catch up. Last week we had a 3-way tie. That was crazy, man. That was, but we missed a game last week, guys. I wanted to bring that up. Steven called me on Sunday. He said, hey, we forgot to pick the Saints and Detroit game. You're absolutely right. That, my apologies. That wasn't on the list. We should have had that on there. All right, but look, last week's last week. Let's pick this week. All right, listen. The New York Jets lost last week against the New York the New England Patriots in a heartbreaker, which was a bad call. Right now, this week, they're playing at the Miami Dolphins, and they are favored by 9 points, okay? 9 points, 8.5 to 9 points. The Jets suffered a heartbreaking loss last week. It was it obviously looked like the game was freaking rigged. I mean, some kind of rule we never heard of. If you're going out of bounds when you hit the goalpost, it's, and you don't have possession, and you regain possession, it's a touchback, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the referees really need to stay out of the game, and I want to talk about that after we give our picks. Do the referees
Yeah, what
really
about last night's game? Last night's
yeah.
game was like that, too.
Exactly. 4 calls to give the Raiders a chance to win. Come on,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I know it.
Tell me the referees were not controlling last night's game, but we'll get into that. We're going to get into that after we get our picks. And that's why I want to do our picks real quick, because I want everyone's opinion about the NFL this year. I want your opinion, because I'm telling you right now, they're losing me as a sports fan. They really are. And I want to get some NFL players on here, and I told you that in the beginning of the season. I'm working on one right now from the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not going to give his name. I've got someone who emailed me, said he might want to be on in 2 weeks. So I'm not going to give his name. And then there's someone else from the Atlanta Falcons I'm trying to get on here. I'm trying to get someone from the Dallas Cowboys, my home team, but, you know, it's hard to get a hold of anyone on that team. But I'm trying to get an NFL player on here, and I want you guys to make sure you're here to give them tough questions. Because, you know, and that's what I told these guys when I emailed them. You're going to get some tough questions. You know, you're going to get asked tough questions. And I'm telling you right now, we're going to talk about this after we do our picks. We really are. All right, listen. We got the Jets at the Miami Dolphins. I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm taking the Jets. I believe the Jets are going to win. They lost last week. I'm taking the Jets. Steven, talk to me.
I'll go with New York. Jets.
Okay, Jets. Neil, talk to me, Neil.
Damn it, boy, I'm going with Miami.
All right, Dolphins, that's not a bad pick, technically. It's really not. Go ahead, Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy, I can't hear you. Give me your pick, man.
The Jets.
All right, you're going with the New York Jets, too. Okay, very good, very good, very good, very good. All right, New York Jets. All right, I'm documenting it down. And for any new callers on the line tonight, if you want to get into the action and you got a comment about the NFL and what's going on with the NFL, then by all means, I see several new callers here logging in and listen. Just press 1 after we get our picks in. After we get our picks in, okay? All right, guys. All right, let's go with the there's going to be a good game here. And I believe that actually there are a bunch of them here that I'm looking at here. Let's look at the Arizona Cardinals at the Rams. The Cardinals with a big win last week. The Cardinals with a big win, and the Rams are tough. They even beat my Dallas Cowboys. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going with the Cards. I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals with, what's that guy's name there, that receiver there who's been around forever? What the hell? Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's going to have a big game. He's going to have a big game, Fitzgerald. I'm going to tell you right now, this receiver, Fitzgerald, has got a lot of heart. He's a good receiver. And I'm going to tell you right now, this guy plays with guts. And he's never been in trouble in the league, and he's got my respect as a receiver. Fitzgerald is a good receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. He's awesome. I like him. I'm going with the Cards. Talk to me, Steven.
Cards or Rams?
All right, you're going. All right, Rams. Neil, talk to me, Neil.
The Cardinals.
All right, Cards. Brother Mercy, Cards or Rams? Come on.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Cards, yeah, I got to agree with you there. Neil's going with the Cards. Brother Mercy's going with the Cards. I'm going with the Cards. Steven, you're going with the Rams. All right, next pick, Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm going to tell you something right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars will end up in the playoffs this year, probably as a wild card. I think they're going to make some noise, but they're not going to win at all. I don't think they're going to win at all, but they're going to make some noise. I mean, they got Jalen Smith on defense. Their defense is bad. And then they got Fournette there, the running back, and Bortles, the quarterback there. I'm going to tell you right now, the Jags are not a bad team. They're coming together finally after all these years. You know, I mean, and they're playing at the Colts. And Andrew Luck, I don't have any information on that, whether or not he's going to be playing or not. Andrew Luck, I don't think he's going to be playing. But still, even if he was, Andrew Luck has shown me nothing over these years. I'm going with the Jags. I'm going with the Jags. Steven, talk to me, Steven. Come on.
I'll go with the Colts.
You're going with the Colts. Sorry, you're going against me.
It's because you went with
Neil.
The Jags. I'll go with...
Neil, I didn't get that, Neil. What you got?
I'm going to go with the Colts.
All right, Colts, Neil. All right, background noise, Neil. Background noise. That's what's breaking you up on me. All right, Brother Mercy. Or maybe it's Brother Mercy with the background noise. I don't know. Somebody's got it. But Brother Mercy, Colts or Jags? Come on.
Who's favorite?
Colts at Jags. Colts are favored by 4.5.
I got to go with the Colts because they got the New England Patriots quarterback. Got to go with the Colts.
Brissett? Oh, they got Brissett, and you're going because of Brissett? Oh, my goodness. All right. Okay. All right. I get it. All right. We got Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints, playing in Green Bay with no Aaron Rodgers. Guys, is this a shoe end? I want to hear from everybody else. I'm not picking first on this one. I'm going to Brother Mercy on this one right now. Is this a shoe end or not? Come on, talk to me. Saints, Packers, no Aaron Rodgers. Well, who's your team? Come on.
The Saints.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Come on now. Anyone want to go against the grain? Brother Neil, I'm picking you second on this one. Come on, Neil, talk to me.
But I love it. I'm going with Green Bay.
Whoa. If Neil pulls this off, Neil may win this week because I'm looking at the picks thus far, and he's going against the grain 3 times already. All right, Steven, talk to me. Packers or Saints? Come on.
Packers. They do it at home.
Packers, too. Uh-oh. All right, I'm going with the Saints with Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy and I are on the same page, basically. You got to go with the logical pick. Come on, now. You got to go with the logical pick. Okay, here we go. You got the Carolina Panthers, who lost last week in a heartbreaker. Okay. Lost, but they're playing at the Chicago Bears. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Chicago Bears are playing half and half, but I can't stand the Carolina Panthers. I can't stand them. If Cam Newton's going to win, I'm picking the Panthers to win that. The Panthers are favored by 10, by the way. They're favored by 10.
Panthers.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. All right, Panthers and Steven. Panthers, Neil?
Panthers.
Brother Mercy, talk to me. Are we across the board on this, Panthers?
Yep, there's...
Yeah, they're favored by almost two touchdowns. I mean, how could you go against Vegas on this? You got to be, you know, I mean, unless you want to throw some money out there and hope you win. All right, let's go with the Tennessee Titans against the winless Cleveland Browns. Now, we know Cleveland Browns are going to win sooner or later. But will they win against the Tennessee Titans? I'm going to jump out there right now. I'm going to give you my – Tennessee's favored by 14 points. 14 and a half, to be exact. So, I got to go with the Titans. Come on, man. Yeah, I'm going with – I'm going money away for the helmet.
Tennessee.
Talk to me, Steven. Tennessee. Neil, Tennessee or Browns?
Tennessee.
Yeah, you got to. And Brother Mercy, I'm sure you're going with Tennessee too, right?
Tennessee.
Yeah, you got to. Well, we all agree on that. There's no debating on that game. I mean, so what if the Browns pull an upset? Hey, they surprised everybody in the world then, you know? Good for them. All right, here we go, Brother Mercy. Mine and yours team, the Dallas Cowboys, at the
You know I'm picking the 49ers.
And Zeke got his suspension stayed. Zeke will be playing for the rest of the year. His suspension is held up and, stayed. It's got a stay of execution, and he'll probably have to serve it next year. I mean, I don't think he's going to win it. But I hope he does. But this year, he's playing. We can't worry about next year because this year is not done with yet. But I'm going
He paid somebody off.
Yeah, well, whatever. But I'm just saying they all do that. I'm going with the Cowboys.
He paid some judges.
Brother Mercy, you're going with the Cowboys. Steven, talk to me. Are you going to go with my Cowboys? Are you going with the winless 49ers. Come on, Steven.
49ers.
Oh, God. Neil, San Fran, too? Oh, God. We got
that's the pain, baby.
Neil, time out, guys. Neil, you're going with the Niners or Cowboys?
What's the point spread, Joe?
Oh, God, the point spread is at 6 for the Cowboys to win. 6.5, to be honest with you. 6.5.
Cowboys.
You're going with Cowboys, too? All right, Cowboys. All right. The only one that's going against the grain is Steven, of course, because he hates the Cowboys. All right. Cincinnati Bengals at Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be a good game. Cincinnati has really, this is a game, I think, where we can all maybe split the differences, and I'm going to give you my opinion on this right now, guys. Pay attention. Cincinnati has really come alive since the first game of the year when they got shut out, all right? And Pittsburgh got screwed 2 weeks ago. But they came back and they won last week, a big game, with Ben Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Smith, okay? So this is going to be a good game, all right? But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going with the Bengals to upset Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. I'm going to Bengals, and right now it's only a 2.5 favorite for Pittsburgh to win. 2.5 points there. So, Steven, give me the call. Pittsburgh or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, all right. Bengals, okay. Brother Neil, Bengals or Pittsburgh?
I defer.
All right, you defer. All right, that's two times you deferred now. So, all right, Brother Mercy, go ahead. Pittsburgh or Cincinnati, talk to me. It's a tough one, I know. It's a tough one. Brother Mercy, Bengals or Pittsburgh?
I think maybe we lost him.
Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy, are you there? Hello? Brother Mercy. Brother Mercy, where are you?
Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Brother
Mercy.
All right, Brother Mercy's disappeared on us. Okay. All right, Brother Mercy, where are you? Hello? Okay. Well, he had a lot of background noise, too. So, all right, Neil, go ahead. Give me your pick. Maybe he'll jump back in before the end of the show. Go ahead, Neil. Give me your pick. Pittsburgh or Bengals?
I'll take your Bengals, and I know he'll probably take Pittsburgh because we all three picked those.
All right, Bengals for you. All right, Brother Mercy, are you there, Brother Mercy? Hello?
Who's favorite?
Oh, jeez, there he is. Where the hell have you been, man? We've been calling for you.
I'm right here, man. Who's favorite?
No, we've been at Neil, Steven, we've been calling you out, and you haven't been answering. Okay, but anyway, all right,
Steven's
you're back.
Favorite. That's
good.
Steelers are favorite.
Steelers
he wanted to know who
favorite.
Was favorite.
Yeah, the Steelers are favored, only by a little, though. Only by a little. But we, oh, but.
I got to go with Big Ben, baby. Big Ben.
All right, you're going with Pitt. All right. Good man. All right. Here we go. We got three teams left to pick, guys. Seattle Seahawks playing at the New York Giants. And I'm going to go with the Giants on this. I'm going with the Giants, and Eli's going to make one big comeback. And even though Odell Beckham has got a broken ankle, I think he's only a distraction for the team. Yeah, the guy's got talent, but you know what? He's nothing but a damn distraction. All of his antics, dancing around the sideline, his damn gold hair and all that crap, it's all a distraction.
I'll go with Seattle.
Oh, you're going with Seattle? Okay. All right. Seattle. Neil, talk to me. Seattle or Giants? They're playing at the Giants.
Well,
Seattle's favored by 8.5. Go ahead.
I'll take Seattle.
Talk to me, Brother Mercy.
All right, who's favorite?
I just said Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks by 8.5.
Okay, I'm going with Seattle.
All right, then this is where I break away from you guys. The Giants will win, and I'm going to tell you right now, when you watch this game, you're going to say, how the hell did Joe know the Giants were going
to
win?
I picked them to win last week against the Broncos.
Hey, guys, the next game is the Super Bowl rematch. The Atlanta Falcons at the New England Patriots. Talk to me. I want to hear from you guys. I'm deferring.
I'm gonna go with Atlanta. And my last pick is Washington. That's a Monday night game. I got to get off here. I'll take Atlanta in that game. And Washington Redskins in the Monday night.
Okay, Steven, I know you had to go. You're calling on another line. I understand that. Let me know if I can call the other line and get you back on because we want to talk a little more football, okay?
Okay, Atlanta and Washington.
Atlanta and Washington's your picks. Brother Neil, talk to me, man. You got the Atlanta Falcons against they're playing at New England. What's your pick?
New England.
Wow, this is interesting. I deferred. So, Brother Mercy, New England or Atlanta? Talk to me.
I'm going with the Super Bowl champs.
New England, wow. I'm going with Atlanta. This is where I win, I believe. All right, last game. It's a Monday night game.
This is going to be a freaking good game, guys. It really is.
It's going to be the Washington Redskins at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are favored right now by 5. I can't believe they're favored by 5. Wow.
That's probably going to shrink because the injury reports don't get known until Sunday
on the Monday night game. So I would imagine they'd be favored by maybe 2.5 by then. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going for the Washington Redskins to win. I'm going with Steven on that. I hate Washington, but I can't stand the Eagles either. So I'm like in the middle here. Brother Mercy, talk to me. We need the Eagles to lose, Brother Mercy. You got to go for Washington. You know that because they're winning the NFC East. Talk to me, Brother Mercy.
You know, the thing is, you know the Eagles are leading the division. We need them to lose. But I hate the Redskins more than I hate the Eagles. So I got to go with the Eagles.
You go with the Eagles. All right. Neil, Eagles or Washington? Come on. This could divide this. This could be the winner for you, Neil.
$25. I got to run over to your house and pay you. Come on, talk to me.
I don't want Brother Mercy to win, so I'm going to have to take the damn Redskins.
Redskins. All right. Yeah, because you've been keeping track here. All right, guys, the picks are in, and I'm going to tell you right now, all of you.
Before we start talking football for the next couple of minutes before I wrap up the show, I just want to go over everybody's winners.
And if you got a pen handy, you can write them down.
This way you keep track, because I don't want you guys saying, hey, Joe is cheating us or blah, blah, blah. And believe me, I paid out more than I won this year. So, but anyway, Brother Mercy, your winners this week are the Bills, the Vikings, the Jets, the Cards, the Colts, the Saints, the Panthers, the Titans, the Cowboys, Pittsburgh, Seattle, New England, and the Eagles. Neil, your winners are the Bills, the Ravens, Dolphins, Cards, Colts, Packers, Panthers, Titans, Cowboys, Bengals, Seattle, New England, and Redskins. Steven, your winners are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Vikings, Jets, Rams, Colts, Packers, Panthers, Titans, 49ers, Bengals, Seattle, Atlanta, Washington. And my winners are the Bills, the Vikes, the Jets, the Cards, the Jags, Saints, Panthers, Titans, Cowboys, Bengals, Giants, Atlanta, and the Redskins. As much as I hate the damn Redskins, I got to go with them to win. All right, guys, I got you on the line right now. I got Neil on here. I got Brother Mercy still. I got a bunch of callers on here. If anyone wants to queue in, they can. All right, kneeling down for the flag. Kneeling down for the flag.
Guys, the NFL's losing revenue because of this. Okay? People do not support this. Dropping your knee for the flag, is it their First Amendment right to do this? Or are they just disrespecting America and hate America? I mean, what's going on here? What's your opinion, Brother Mercy, first? Talk to me.
First of all, I believe that, as I stated, I don't know if I said before, Kaepernick, he was protesting a local issue, which is the police department. I feel as though him protesting against the flag and the anthem was misplaced. I feel that he should protest the state flags instead of the federal flag, because the state flags are the ones where the police departments represent. And each state has their own state constitution, and every police officer that represents the states wears the state flag that they represent. So if you had a problem with the police department, the local police department, you should have protested the state flag versus the United States flag.
Okay, Brother Mercy, and I'm just trying to get – hang on, Brother Mercy. I'm just trying to get Steven back on here, and I don't think I can get him. I think his line is still busy. So hang on. Let's see here real quick. All right. His line is still busy. All right, carry on, Brother Mercy. I apologize for interrupting. Go ahead.
And Mr. also,
can I ask you a question there, Mr. Joe, Mr. Murphy?
Yeah. Neil, I'm going to give you a chance to speak. I just want Brother Mercy to finish his opinion first. And then, of course, by all means, I want you to interject. And then I'm going to give my interjections. So go ahead, Brother Mercy, finish your opinion. Then, Brother Neil, go ahead.
And also, I agree with him on his stance against the police department, because the police department has definitely done injustice to the United States, to all Americans in the public. I'm definitely with him on that. I just wish he would have done more of a fight against the police department, like maybe donated money to a legal fund to investigate the police department versus just kneeling for the flag. And then, of course, if you study the flag, you'll find out the flag is not supposed to be in a horizontal position like it was, when they – You're not supposed to hold the flag horizontally in the field. That's a form of disrespect according to the flag code. So that's illegal. So they were disrespecting the flag when the people were holding the flag horizontally. Instead, it's supposed to be up in the air.
No, Brother Mercy, I'll side with you on that. Yeah, I looked that up too. But you know what? That's kind of like tit for tat in a way. If we want to get technical, you're absolutely correct. But let me explain this real quick before I get to Neil, okay? I want to say this. When you're an employee working for an institution, whether it's the NFL or if I was working for IBM, I don't have the right to say, guess what? The first hour of work, I'm going to kneel down in front of my desk and not work because I'm protesting, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm an employee for a private company. So therefore, my First Amendment right does not exist while I'm working for a private company. Those NFL players are working for a private company right now. When they're off the field, they could do whatever they want, you know. But before a football game, they have a code to go by. It's been done this way for over, 70 years now? We stand and salute the flag. They are private employees of the owner. And if the owner tells them, no, you are to do this, then they have the option to quit. Nobody's a slave here. Nobody's forced to do anything. But you are being paid to obey your employer. Like me, I used to own a business. And if my employees came in and said, Joe, I'm protesting such and such, that has nothing to do with football, has nothing to do with landscaping, that was the business I owned, that has nothing to do with cutting lawns, but I'm going to kneel down for an hour, and you're going to pay me to do that, I'd say, hell no. You're going to get your ass in that truck, and you're going to go to work. You do what you want to do while it's on your time, and I'll respect that. But while I'm paying you, you're going to stand up, and you're going to salute that flag. Simple as that. And if you hate this country so much, and it's not about the First Amendment, come on now. The First Amendment has nothing to do with this kneeling down at the flag nonsense. Nothing. You know, the flag is a symbol to salute the veterans of this country. That's what the flag is there to do. It isn't even about supporting America. It's about saluting the people that fought and died for the freedoms that we all enjoy today. No, yeah, but the black man was suppressed 200 years ago. Yes, he was. Okay, we apologize for that. We say it's wrong. There are many people throughout the history of this world that have been enslaved. For God's sake, the Italians were enslaved by Genghis Khan. You know, I mean, we can go on and on and on about the slavery of all the people, the Jews, during World War II. You know, the blacks during the Revolutionary War. We can go on and on and on. The fact of the matter is we live in the year 2017, and it's time that we all acknowledge the fact that America does give you the best chance to survive around the world today. Go to North Korea and kneel down in front of their flag and see what happens to you. You get your head chopped off. You know, go to Syria. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, this is what I'm saying, though, is the fact of the matter, everyone hates America. But the fact of the matter is America is corrupt. You're right. There's nothing perfect but heaven and God in heaven. And that's how I see it. My Lord in heaven, he's perfect. And man can strive to be perfect all he wants. Since the beginning of mankind, he's been trying to be perfect, and he can't. Until we acknowledge that there's a God up there that is more perfect than us, and we need to serve him and understand him. And we'll continue to fight with each other no matter what. And, you know, and Brother Neil, you wanted to have something to say, and I'll defer to you. And then, of course, Brother Mercy, he may want to interject, but I had to say we got plenty of time here. So, Neil, go ahead. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mercy. I just want to tell Brother Mercy out there that I sort of agree with him on things, you know, to a point. He was saying, you know, blame his state flag. I disagree with him, Mary, and this is why. And Brother Mercy, this right here is what we need to do. instead of bringing out the state and the government, bring out the damn flag where the incident happened at. If it happened in Baltimore, call out Baltimore. If it happened in Dallas, bring out Dallas. Don't bring down the rest of America. Bring out the damn people that needs to be talked to and the people that needs to be put on point and the people that needs to be charged with this. If something happened in Chicago, New York, or wherever, that's where you need to talk about. Don't need to blame the nation for it. You need to call out the damn people that done it. And Brother Murphy, I encourage you to do those kind of things. And, you know, and it makes a whole lot of sense. Instead of this country being divided.
So what you're saying, Neil, is that this, you know, but in a way, Neil, you're kind of wrong in a way because this is a national issue. And it's happening and it's popping up all over the country. And I think that's what Brother Mercy's saying, and that's the only reason why. I mean, I don't know what Brother Mercy, you know what I mean?
I know what Brother Mercy's saying. And he's saying calling out the state flag that, you know, that these incidents is happening. No, don't bring out the state flag. Bring out the county flag that these incidents is happening in. Instead of the country, the American flag. Bring out the cities where this stuff is happening at. Because Brother Mercy's right. This stuff is happening. We need to take charge of it. And, you know, you can blame it this way or that way. But he's right to a point. And you need to bring it out to the cities where this stuff is happening. Not your country. Not your veterans. Not the people that died for this country to give me and you the right to say the things we want to say, but bring it out to the cities where it happened, like Baltimore. Bring out the cities where it happened. Blame them. Don't blame it on your country. Blame it on the cities. And that's all I got
all
to say,
right,
Mr.
Right.
Murphy.
Okay, Neil. Let's let Brother Mercy interject here, Brother Mercy, because we still got a little bit of time here. I want to wrap up this program within the next 10 minutes. I always give extra time just in case. But, Brother Mercy, go ahead. Have your say, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, even if you don't have to take it across the state, just take it across the cities where, you know, the local law enforcement, I definitely agree with that. The police force. I mean, really what you need to do is just real simple. Just make the police officers get their own insurance, like doctors. Doctors have malpractice insurance. And doctors can't be doctors if they have too many complaints. I mean, because doctors, that's why people don't want to be doctors today.
That's true. They can't afford the malpractice insurance. Brother Mercy, that is so awesome. I've never thought about that. You're absolutely correct. If a doctor screws up so many times, and doctors have malpractice insurance. Police officers, when they're wrong, they need to be insured so these families could be reimbursed for their wrongdoing. That is an awesome idea. Awesome. I like that. I like it a lot. Go ahead. Continue on.
And for right now, what's going on is the states and the city budgets are paying, are insuring these police officers. So like in Baltimore, when that happened to Freddie Gray, the city had to pay $4 million to Freddie Gray's family. That was only one case. And these cases are bankrupting our city and state government. And that's why your taxes are going. That's why your state taxes are going up every year.
Well, that's right. You're paying 20 cents more for a pack of cigarettes. That's why you're paying 20 cents more for a case of beer. That's why, you know, the taxes are going up. You're absolutely correct, Brother Mercy. Absolutely correct.
So make them buy their own insurance. Like me as a teacher, I'm a teacher. I got to have my own insurance. If I do something to a kid, guess what? Brother Mercy gets sued.
That's right.
Brother Mercy gets sued. I mean, that's really what it is. And I have to pay what they call teacher dues so I could get insurance. And if I hit a kid, my insurance would get me a lawyer and, you know, all of that. The school don't pay for that. The school does not pay for that. Brother Mercy doesn't pay for that.
That's right. Guys, listen, I really do got to wrap it up. And let's carry on this conversation. Brother Mercy, you brought up a great point here. And, Neil, hopefully you'll call in on Thursday. This Sunday I'm not doing a show, understanding the times in which we live in today. I'm trying to get a hold of Mandelicon. I want to give him my own show on my network. Brother Mercy, I'd be happy to give you my show on my network also. And I don't intervene. That means you do your own show. I'm not like Black Jesus Minister or anyone else where I'm butting in and saying, hey, you know, blah. No, I'm not like that. What I do is I give you your own topics, and you say what you want to say, call in what you got to do, and do what you got to do. But we'll talk about that privately. But listen, there won't be any understanding of the times in which we live in for the other listeners here that are listening in right now tonight on Sunday. There'll be no show. But on Thursday, we're going to do a show. And if you missed last Thursday's show, which, Brother Mercy, you were on, last night, it was an important show about guardianship. Great show. If you got the internet, go back and listen to it. blogtalkradio.com/Joseph Gibson. Go back and listen to it, you know, when you got some free time. It was a powerful show. It was. I got tons of email on it. But tonight, the sports show was good. We made a lot of good picks, and I advise you, go along with the picks, analyze us. We're sports fans. Neil, you're a football fan. You gave your picks. Steven gave his picks. I gave mine. And Brother Mercy gave his. And there's $25 as a co-host, a little bet on the side here, laying on the line. And if Brother Mercy wins, he gets it. Or Neil, he gets it. Or I get it. You know, or Steven gets it. And I paid out 2 times in the beginning of the season, and I swore I'm going to win every time after that. So, if you guys win, good luck. I mean, God bless you. You know, it's all about fun. It's about, you know, we throw a little bit in there for a little bit, you know, so it's a little interest. Hey, hit $25 just to spend an hour and a half of your time picking teams that you think are going to win. What's wrong with that? And we're all friends here.
I know we talk politics and we talk about a bunch of other things, but you know what? We're all friends here in the end, and that's what it's all about. So, look, thank you, Neil, for calling in tonight. Brother Mercy, thank you. I do need you as the co-host, Brother Mercy. That's your name. Some people ask me, who's Brother Mercy? I said, that's his name. That's the name he uses, Brother Mercy. Can you tell everyone why you call yourself Brother Mercy, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I have a Facebook page called Mercy Messianic Judaism. You should try it out. I am part of the Messianic Judaism community where we believe Yahshua is the Messiah. So Mercy is my name. That's the name I was given. So that's the name. I love Brother Mercy, though. I love my name. So
hey,
I don't have a problem with it.
Brother Mercy, I don't have a problem with it at all. I was just saying that some people asked why you call yourself that. And I wanted to address that real quick. That's all.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know you can try me on Facebook, Mercy Messianic Judaism, and that's it.
All right, and Brother Mercy, you are for real. You're a good person. I know you're a good person. And, you know, I want to say something right now, Neil. You're on here right now, and Mandelicon that listens. You know, we get, you know, we got people who are Spanish, Black, Chinese that listen to this program, and it's not about the race and who you are, and the fact of the matter is, you know, these are good people that call into this show, and all they care about is what's happening in our country today, and you know, they really care about their families, and these are good people. And so those of you out there who've got questions about my co-host Neil's a good man. He's a good man. You know, he cares about his heritage. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Stephen cares about his heritage. Brother Mercy cares about his heritage. You know, so let's not play the race card and pull that crap, because I won't allow it on my radio show. I will not. But we can talk about it, and we'll talk about it not on a sports show. Tonight was sports, and that's where we got to get, you know, try to get away from all the bull crap and just have fun. And that's what it's all about. And Brother Mercy, thank you for being a co-host. Neil, Steven, thank you so much. Jeremy got into a little bit of trouble, and he's going to be kind of MIA for a little while. So good luck to him. Hopefully things work out for him. And well, I'll pray for his family and pray for him. and hopefully he keeps himself out of trouble and does the right thing, you know. But other than that, guys, thank you so much for a great sports show tonight, and monitor your games. All of you have my phone number. If you got a question about the picks that were made, call me. I've got them. I've got them typed into the computer here. I've got them written down. I've got the winners and losers. And for everyone else, thank you for listening. And Brother Mercy, tune in next Thursday. I appreciate you, and you're always welcome as a co-host on my program, or you know, and your opinion matters. And Neil, hopefully you'll tune in next Thursday too, because I think we're going to talk about some topics that may concern you, and maybe we'll get back into some things that tend to our local issues, not a worldly view. So, but anyway, that's all I'm going to say for now. I want to say take care of you guys. God bless your families. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Stay strong. And do the right thing, because that's what's important. Take care, guys. Thank you.
All right, bye.